Man, I'm on this 303 baby timing, man. Ayo, Thriller, man, what we doing, gang?
Hunters coming and make sure that paper going.
What's up, Beef Brigade? Sasha here. Just a reminder to follow us on Instagram at National Meat Treasure and TikTok at National Meat Treasure. Subscribe to the YouTube, turn the bell on for notifications, and leave a thumbs up and a comment on all our videos. Now, let's start the show, shall we? And welcome to the National Meat Treasure with your host, Sasha, a.k.a. Brittany Murphy. Rest in peace. I was going to watch Clueless the other day, and then I didn't because I thought about Brittany Murphy and got a little sad. So.
Damn. R.I.P. My fondest memory of Brittany Murphy was her in 8 Mile, which, rough role. I mean, good role. She did amazing. But, yeah, R.I.P. Brittany Murphy.
You know what's weird about the movie Clueless?
What? I've never seen it. I've seen pieces of it.
You've never seen Clueless?
I've seen pieces of it.
You've been grinding your whole life, huh? You just don't watch shit at all.
Wait, so what's weird about Clueless?
In Clueless, the main character, her dad, she has like a stepbrother that she ends up like falling in love with. But like, it's not pivotal to the story that this is her stepbrother. Like, it could have just been like her dad's assistant or something. It did not have to be her stepbrother.
Didn't have to be her stepbrother
for any reason
at all. Well, you know, who, what did the director or writer of Clueless go on to do after they did Clueless? Did they do porn? Do they work at Pornhub? Because you would think they may have had something to do with the amount of brother, stepsister porn there is. Anyway, it's your other boy, Thriller from the Three, a.k.a. Who was it? Who did I have? I was thinking about Katie Porter. Shout out Katie Porter. Shout out Congresswoman Katie Porter. Don't end up on that Summer Jam screen. All right? Don't have her come at you with the whiteboard. If you know, you know.
Who's Katie Porter?
She's a senator from, I forget where. She might be only in Congress. She's a congresswoman, I think. I forget what state, but she is notorious for bringing out whiteboards and signs during her presentations and shit that break down a lot of things. Recently, she had a meeting with some people who had something to do with the military about the military budget, and she literally made these three men play Jeopardy. Literally. She had it, and she said, "You go first. Pick one. Three categories, three prices." And they each went. They played a whole game of Jeopardy. All for it at the end to be like, "You guys fucking suck."
Yeah, U.S. politics is incredibly unserious, honestly, at this point. I feel like we all know it's unserious, and we're just waiting for the break. We're waiting for government to be dismantled, and we're going to burn it down, and it's going to rise back up again, and something makes sense. And I think it's going to burn down because, I don't know if you heard this, you heard about the writer's strike, I'm sure.
Sure.
But now there's also a Screen Actors Guild strike because they're siding with the writers. And, you know, I was reading some stuff about basically, like, the last, like, writer strike was, like, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it wasn't solved, really, until, like, 2012. That's why you have, like, that was when the boom of reality TV, Real mm-hmm. World, fucking Jersey Shore, all that other shit. Like, that's when that shit kind of picked up.
Right.
So, I think if you leave us without good TV for a while, yeah, we're gonna burn down the government, dude. That's all that's keeping us on the string, right? Like, nobody can afford shit but Netflix and HBO Go. So we're all just, our sanity is teetering on that new Game of Thrones season, all right? House of Dragons. That's all we got. So somebody needs to step in and fix this shit because let one bad season of some bullshit, let one bad season of The Boys come out.
Yeah.
And government's toppled, dude.
Yeah, the world's gonna fall apart. America will fall apart. And I don't want that to happen to The Boys, because I've never seen it, but I heard it's a really good show.
It's a really good show. Also, it's already been written, because right. It's obviously, you know, sourced from a comic book. But I don't, if the Screen Actors Guild is on strike, does that also mean the actors are not going to do it, even if it's already written? Because I don't know if it's filmed already.
Right.
So, or, No, I was gonna say we get more animated shit, but animated shit is voiced by people in the Screen Actors Guild, so yeah. Never mind. Although I'm gonna say this, I'm definitely hopping the picket line if they start calling for just regular niggas to be voice actors. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a scab immediately. I'm going to LA and fucking voicing some fucking Disney Pixar movie.
For sure. For sure. For sure. You gotta. You know, I would. That'd be silly to pass up. I ain't a fucking actor. Like, I'm not in your guild.
But yeah, shout out to them. I think about the... like I was telling somebody recently, I was like, I love when I see posts about people who are like, you know, I did everything right. Wait, can you hear my AC?
No. Yes.
I'm gonna turn it off anyway. Wow. We're so professional here at this podcast.
OD, man. We should make you guys pay for this.
Sorry for if that sounded crazy for the first 5 minutes and 38 seconds for you guys. I see a post of people being like, I did everything right. I went to college. And, you know, I'm still broke. I get so happy because I did nothing right. And I'm still doing okay. Not as good as I could be doing. And I'm not doing well. But, you know, if you were 80 grand in debt from your education and you make... only slightly more than me, you fucking up.
Yeah.
Well, you should be making 80 grand more than me a year.
They didn't fuck up. The system failed us all. As it was designed to.
The system always failed me, though.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're new to the system failing you. I've been here. Failed. I grew up in New York City public education. I'm a dumbass.
So did I. This nigga don't speak for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a dumbass.
Nah, bro, you gotta look up the stats, bro. New York has the worst schools in America.
I completely agree with that. I ain't a dumbass, though. And you know what? I don't know if New York schools are the worst in America, because you know what we're not worse than? Florida.
Yeah,
do we just not count Florida? I don't know. No, we can't. We're not worse than Florida, because we don't ban books.
I think they ban books, but the shit they don't ban, crack. They don't let them, like, did you take some math in Florida? You're going to be better at math than if you took it in New York.
We didn't. Did you take some Spanish in Florida? We didn't ban crack in New York. What do you mean?
No, we did not ban crack.
Yeah.
We did not ban crack. We are probably the crack capital. Is New York the crack capital? Where do they do crack elsewhere? I don't think they do crack anywhere else.
Nah, they definitely do crack in other places in the country.
Where I feel like the Northeast has got to be the crack capital. It's got to be like Philly, New York, Baltimore. Like, I don't think they're doing crack in like Denver. I don't think Denver's getting hit with crack.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think Wyoming is getting
hit with crack capital.
I don't even think Portland is doing crack. Yeah, that's a city.
Why not? Why don't you think that? Do you think they're all only doing crystal meth?
I mean, yeah, that. And also, I just feel like, wasn't like crack like initially introduced to the Bronx first?
I think so. It was California.
No, Miami got cocaine.
It was California.
Was it California? Well, Cali's got cocaine.
Because that was the first season of Snowfall. That was the first season of Snowfall.
Yeah, well, New York and Cali, but I don't think there's any Houston. I don't think there's a big Houston crack population. You know why I know there's not a big Houston crack population? Because the rapper Maxo Cream is from Houston, and he was in an interview saying that, like, oh, you know, you could do crack and still be functional. That's because you're doing crack in the South, buddy. Like, these crackheads are not functional. Or maybe you got just cheap rent out there, so you can balance your crack habit and, you know, a nice two bedroom. But right, you can't do that in
right,
New York.
Right, right. It's too expensive. It's just you can't. It's gonna be one or the other. You know. I guess it's also warmer down there too. It makes it a little easier.
Why would I feel like being? I feel like being warm while doing crack is kind of a con, because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like crack ups your body temperature.
Right.
Because I've done some drugs while it was winter, and winter felt great outside when you're on drugs. Right, I don't really do summer drugs. I don't know.
Summer drugs. I like the way that sounds. Summer drugs.
Having a splash. Speaking of, you say you're outside. Are you doing summer drugs?
No, I haven't done any, haven't done any drugs this summer. I've had some shrooms for a little bit. I took a little bit when I got a while ago. And I haven't used the rest of them. I have not summer drugged it up.
No club. What are you waiting for? You're single. You're ready to mingle.
I do not want to do drugs this summer. Well, honestly, I'll tell you what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the right person with the right drug in the right circumstance to approach me with said drugs. Because I'm not going to go looking, you know? I'm not going to go looking. I'm trying to, you know, see where the tide takes me or whatever the fuck we say these days. You know, I'm trying to see what...
In New York. It might take you towards crack.
Hey, you know? 2023, open mind, you know?
We outside! No. You know what? I've never been presented with crack, honestly, as a New York resident. I've never had the opportunity to do crack. I do have a ton of friends who accidentally smoke crack, though. That was like a real big thing in high school, or at least that's what they say.
Right.
A lot of them got their weed laced with crack, which, I mean, crack's not expensive, so it, you know, it wouldn't exactly hurt somebody to lace their weed with crack.
But you have to smoke it in a different way. Like, I don't know how that works. I don't know if you can just lace weed with crack. Like, there needs to be... Oh, you know what the thing is about laced weed? Someone has to do that with a reason, you know? To add extra drugs? Extra drugs! Who's out here adding extra drugs? Oh, right. You're saying that it wouldn't cost too much.
It wouldn't cost too much.
At what benefit? And you would just
get a sprinkle.
At what benefit? Because
you're just like, wow, this guy's stuff is really good. I'm not getting this thing. It's just to be a kiss, right? Like a kiss of crack in his weed. For you to be like, oh, this is really, I don't know why I want this guy's weed so much.
Yeah.
But I really want his. I can't, everybody else is not doing it. So if you sprinkle, you know.
Right. I get
40
it.
40 cents worth of crack in a blunt.
Right.
You might have a customer for life.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, just based on, look, I ain't never done crack. Just from what I've seen, the way it makes people react and the way weed makes people normally react, I feel like there would be a... I feel like there, you know, some you'd notice, right? Because you're like, yo, this weed makes me feel good. This weed makes me feel real good. Too good. Matter of fact, I'm doing backflips. Normally, I'm on the couch. What the fuck is going on here? I would ask questions. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I wouldn't ask questions. I don't know. I might ask questions. I might not.
I mean, how often do you feel really good and then go, no, this? I'm feeling too good right now. There's something wrong here. No, you just let it ride.
No, that happens a lot, actually. You never felt good and been like, wait a minute. Is my life about to get fucked up right now?
No, I feel bad most of the time. So if I'm feeling good, I'm not looking to get forced in the mouth.
Because usually
I never got some head and was like, nope, this is too amazing. I get out. That's never happened to me. I never was at a restaurant giving them 3 stars. I'm like, yo, that food was amazing, and something's up with it. 2 stars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like that when it comes to you know, it's not like smoke some weed and I'm like, man, I feel great. Uh-oh, what's wrong? It comes from, I think, when I was little, playing, doing shit I shouldn't be doing, and realizing, wait a minute, I'm having a lot of fun right now. Am I about to get in trouble? Am I doing something wrong? And the answer was always yes. It was like, yeah, that's why I'm getting smacked. That makes sense.
No, I do remember the times in my childhood when... Do you ever have that moment in childhood where you realize that, like, your curfew was earlier than everybody else's and all the most popping shit happened, like, right after you went home?
Luckily,
like,
no.
As soon as shit started to really get fun, you were like, wait a second, I should probably go home. And then, like, you were like, Mom, I just want to stay out till 12 instead of 11. And they wouldn't budge. And then that one day you got till 12 and you were like, oh, shit, no, it's really crack outside. When you stay out for that extra hour, like, shit gets really crazy. Everybody starts hooking up. The fucking, you know, people start the one kid who's 17 starts buying us 13-year-olds beer like that. Which why I don't have to card the 17-year-old, I don't know. But they're not carding him. Like, that's when all the fun should happen. So I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. I was lucky because, you know, it was me and a few of the homies skateboarding lonely in the night. So we just went home.
Nah, that's the thing, too. The niggas who were really good would show out after 11. You know what I mean? Because they didn't come out till they had, you know, here's the thing about skating, right? If your parents don't love you, you're going to skateboard great. Yeah. If you just don't care about your life or getting hurt, you're an amazing skater.
Yes.
So the niggas who were really good, they didn't pop out till 10. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that first hour, they're just getting warmed up. Then I got to go home. But once that curfew was over, I realized, oh, these niggas are really nasty. And I was just waiting for that curfew to extend to see it.
Was that when you were 18, when you left home? When you were like,
I think my mom was prepping to get me kicked out. Because if I think about the past, there was like a year, maybe like 6 months there, where she really loosened the reins. And that's when I should have had your thought, like, wow, I'm having too much fun. So I'm about to get fucked up. Because it was like, I would intentionally avoid her because she, like I said, she's bipolar and I was in the house. And I wasn't in the house. Like, I worked. Yeah. So I'd work like, I think my job at the time was like 35 hours a week. And I would like work my little 6-7 hour shifts, come home, grab my skateboard, go right back out, come home at like 2 in the morning. I text my mom at like midnight. I'm alive. Don't got to do nothing crazy. And then come home at like 2, sneak back in bed. She'd wake up, go to work. Then I'd wake up, go to work. And then kind of just did that in rotation for a little bit. And there was like maybe like a 4-month period, 3-month period where she like did not bother me. And I thought, oh, we're really like getting along. And then one day I came home and the locks were changed. And I was like, what the fuck? So that's when I should have been like, oh, shit's going too smooth. And it was funny because my job was like offering me more hours at the time. Because everything was like get a full-time job or go to college. And I'm like, I work 35 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Also, I was in a union in that job. Like, they gave me like a lot of mm-hmm. weird benefits a kid should not have had. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there was no reason for me to like what full-time job is like an 18-year-old getting in 2005? Am I supposed to manage a fucking YRB? That was probably the most hours I possibly could have gotten. There was no real way to just join the workforce. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she was on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? What was
your first full-time job?
What was my first full-time job?
Yeah.
Western Beef, my first job. Because they were like, yo, how many hours can you work? I'm like, well, I'm 17, so 20. They're like, yeah, but how many hours can you really work? And I was like... I don't know how to say no. I'm a child. Now, once I was like 17, once I was 18, like, you know, they would just schedule me for 35 hours a week or whatever. That shit was dead garbage.
What was the first 40?
Western Beef. I mean, that was when I did my first fucking like overtime. I remember when I did my first open to close and I came in at like 6 in the morning and literally closed the store. Shit was crazy. Tough times, rough times. Western Beef is great. I was actually at Western Beef today, and you know, I really got to start popping out to Western Beef on the weekend, you know, when it's really cracking. Because I went there and there were only 3 cashiers open, which is normal, but they were just like, you know, 3 young high school dudes. I'm like, yo, where are the problematic women at? The department heads, the women who work at the deli counter and in the back. Cause I used to work at Western Beef and I know how shit gets down over there. I know how it is. I know how it is over there. So I got to pop out on a Saturday afternoon, you know, when everybody's out.
How does shit go down exactly?
Oh, at Western Beef? Oh, it's filthy. It's filthy. It's unprofessional. So,
Are niggas fucking in the freezer? Is that what's happening?
Yes. Maybe not the freezer. They're not fucking in the freezer. They're not fucking in the freezer. They're fucking at home after work and on the weekends.
I never get to work like a nefarious job like that. Like, I've heard like light rumors here and there at certain jobs, but you know, I never got to work anywhere where the whole staff was just fucking each other. And you would think it would happen at my current job, but also, you know, I don't hang out with coworkers after hours. That could be why. But like my current job, like I feel like the white people I work with should be fucking each other. Like I should have like a kind of like a soap opera experience. I should get to watch that drama unfold, but I don't hang out with people after hours. So I think that's probably why I'm not seeing it, but I feel like they should be fucking each other. They're all like the same kind of, like most of them went to the same two colleges around here. Everyone's around that age, like 27 to like 33. Like you would think more of these people would be trying to fuck each other, but it's just not happening.
Is it not? Maybe you do need to just pop out to a couple more of those like after work bar things, because in all probability it sounds like it should be happening, you know? Like, come on, y'all went to high school together. Come on.
You know what? It's probably not in my department. I feel like there's one department where there's like people will talk that I didn't know, like sometimes I'll see people sitting at lunch together that like shouldn't be, and I'm like, what's going on there? I'll see somebody from ops sitting with somebody from carrier sales, and I'm like, you guys are on separate floors and you weren't sitting together for lunch yesterday. What happened? How'd you end up here today?
Yeah,
but I can't just sit in the booth with them and be like, are y'all fucking? I want to ask that's things I want to know.
Perhaps you could, you know, maybe you could just hey, it's 2023. Let's keep an open mind, friends. I just got a couple questions. What's the deal? What's going on with y'all?
I did almost get into a situation at a job. Did I talk about this in the podcast? At my current job? I think I could talk about that now. If I didn't, the girl's fired. But
oh, shit.
I think I talked about this, but day one of my job. Day one. So over a year ago at this point. There was this girl in my training class. You know, thin black woman, you know, big fake tits, weird face, but, and also very off-putting personality, but we'll get there. First couple of days was really, really, really pleasant. Just really bubbly. She was like, oh, you're my work husband. Really like letting me copy her notes for the training. Like it was a real vibe. Sitting with me eating lunch every day. Real cool vibe. Really, even the rest of the class noticed, like, oh, these guys really gravitated towards each other really quickly. I thought we were just going to be cool work friends. But then one day, I don't know, somebody made some joke. No, I made, like, some joke. I don't remember what it was, but she, like, gave me a really catty, shitty, like, answer about it, like, but it was like a joke that was like in line with the jokes we would joke together, right? Mm-hmm. This is like day four, uh-oh, right? And she was really shitty and catty. And I didn't really know what to do with that because I don't know this woman really. So I was just like, all right, let me just brush it off, whatever, I don't care. But then like the kind of the whole day she was being catty. And then I was just like, I texted her after hours, like 2 days later. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of been bugging me, like, were you being for real when you were giving me that attitude, or were you joking? Then she calls me, right?
I don't like that.
FaceTimes me.
What?
Keep in mind, it's like, bitch. FaceTimes me. She is topless, doing cocaine.
I do remember you talking about this now.
Yeah, and screaming at me. Like, I'm trying to get to know you. You don't tell me enough about your life. Da, 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 da. Is that a third? And I was just like, we've known each other for 6 days. 6 days we've known each other. Maybe I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. 6 business days. It was like the following Monday. But I was just like, what? And like, I'm laughing on the phone because I'm like, there's no way you're this geeked up. There's no way. Cocaine's not that good. There's no way you're this off kilter with it. And she's just, you know, she's just letting it rock. She's really, really actually mad that I'm not, cause I told her I had a podcast, but I wouldn't tell her like what it was called. And I told her like I had a decent TikTok following, but I wouldn't tell her my social media. So I guess she was like, just not. And then I was like, okay, yeah, this is not for me. Then, I mean, I kind of just distanced myself from her after that. And there was, dude, it was so funny because people would tell me how, like, she would do coke on the job. Like, after she got fired, which is crazy. Like, you were doing coke on the job, which, why would you waste cocaine at work? I've said this so many times. But then also, like, she would do drugs in the bathroom and then you could just hear her talking from wherever she was in the building. And it's just like, and then you'd hear her and then you go and look at everybody's numbers and you would see her at the very bottom and it's like, well, no fucking wonder. So yeah, she got let go. That's about as spicy as the work life has ever really gotten for me.
Yeah. Everywhere I worked, I've seen traces of spice. I've never been involved in any spice.
Speaking of work-life spice,
I guess.
What's your take on this Adam 22 Lena situation? Since they are coworkers, lovers, married couple. For those who don't know, and I'm sure most of you don't. I feel like our listeners and Adam 22 listeners are not the same people. I feel like we're a reprieve from the Adam 22s of the world because. Anyway, we'll get into it. But for those who don't know, Adam 22 is married to Lena the Plug. They have a child together relatively recently, within the last year. Their relationship has been about 7 years, and they've been an open relationship, but only one-sided. They have another podcast called Plug Talk, where Adam and Lena interview porn stars and then fuck them together on camera. They fuck girls together on her OnlyFans, and they've been doing this for half a decade now, but very recently, Lena finally decided to perform live with another male, and the male at that, Jason Love, L-U-V, for those who don't know, just some huge dick prison nigga, and yeah, so basically, Adam... Pretty much every guest he's got on the podcast is asking about him, asking him about, you know, your wife's getting fucked. It's very in vogue right now. People are making fun of him. And Lena's also doing kind of a press run talking about Jason Love's piece. Which, by the way, she's like not the first bitch to fuck this nigga. I don't know. like why it's a press run. But what do you think is going on here? I think... Well, first of all, do you think this is really the first man that Lena has fucked outside of their marriage? Do you think, because is this only the first one on camera, or do you think this is the first one ever?
All right,
Adam claims it's the first one ever, but...
Right. I want to start with a disclaimer. So, I do not follow either of these individuals. I mean, maybe I followed Adam 22 on Twitter at some point. I don't consume his content, nor his wife. So, I don't know shit about them. I always... had heard something about them being in an open relationship. So I was just like, oh, okay, they're just going to open it further. And, you know, in the time of... Oh, so therefore, I'm just like baselessly judging with my ideas. But I just think, you know, since they're both content creators, this is just like content opportunity, you know, and they're just like, whatever. You know, honestly, I don't know. Because Jason Love is a professional, right? Lena the Plug is a professional, right? She was an adult
actress. She's an adult actress?
Yeah, but like pre-Adam 22.
Pre-Adam, correct.
You know, so like, I feel like they might just be at a point where, you know, he's just like, yeah, bro, it's cool if you want to, you know, go back to doing that. You know, if you're actually going to jump into that, you know, you had a kid, you healed, you want to jump back into the business. Let's make your first one a big one coming back, and we'll generate, you know, a lot of money off of it. I don't know. That's what I'd hope. Not that I'd give a shit about them, but that's what I would think was going on. Yeah, from the limited knowledge that I have.
I used to want Adam 22's life, and then I looked at it just a little bit closer. That's all I gotta do is look at it a little closer. His life kind of sucks, man. Even before this, like, I remember I discovered No Jumper pretty late. I think I discovered No Jumper in, like, 2017. because that's when XXXTentacion was like blowing up. So like through looking up his shit, I found, you know, Adam. And I just remember like when I found out that Adam 22, and like for like a brief second, I was like, oh, this guy gets to like has his head tattooed, gets to interview rappers. That seems like a cool job. Mm-hmm. Then I like listened to maybe like 7 episodes of No Jumper. And I was like, wow, I want to hang myself. Like, yo, he, bro, this is like a damn near 40-year-old man who has to fucking chat it up with Trippie Redd and all types of stupendously high morons. It is a struggle to listen to No Jumper as an adult, especially when he's like sober and like you can tell this rapper is like high out of their mind, mm-hmm. taking a million years to respond. And I don't even know, like, do a 30-minute episode, dog. You don't need an hour and a half of Trippie Redd. Nobody does. Oh my God. I don't think anybody needs to hear him talk for that long. So I felt bad for him pretty immediately, knowing like, damn, this is your job. And he's good at a lot of other things. He could make money elsewhere, but you know, that's a whole other thing.
He was a former BMX rider, right? Or somewhat.
He was a BMX. So he was before influencing. Remember, he's like damn near 40. I think he's 38. So I think he got his rise. Actually, this was like probably the only episode of No Jumper that was kind of cool. He was talking to, I think it was Dan Bilzerian or somebody. And they were basically like discussing like how they came up. Cause I think it was similar. Basically both of them were into internet gambling, internet pool or poker. And Adam just like got really, really good at it and was like winning hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this. While at the same time, he was a BMXer and like BMX blogging, not to be confused with vlogging, you know, before there were video. Before there was HD video in everybody's pocket. So he got his foothold in the internet pretty early on, MySpace days, was making money off the poker thing, and then, you know, kind of snowballed into what we see here today in the podcasting world. But see, this is why I always say on the, I don't know if I always say this on this podcast or just to you guys in general, but like, if I get enough money, I'm shutting the fuck up.
Yep.
I'm absolutely shutting the fuck up. Yep. I'm not announcing that my wife is getting fucked all over the place. And like, I don't even know what Adam's, like, everyone's like, oh, he's just doing this for a bag. And maybe they do have like a joint bank account or something, but like, we don't really know what their life looks like. I have no idea what their home looks like.
Of course not.
No idea. Like, Adam's entire wardrobe is t-shirts. So, I mean, it's like, the clothing budget can't be crazy. He hasn't gotten a new tattoo since Lil Peep died. So, I mean, where is all the money going that you need? What is, doesn't wear jewelry that I can really see. I don't know fundamentally what's happening here. Why do we need, how expensive is LA exactly? My personal thing is I think him and Lena are split, and you know, I guess she wants to be back on the market without it. Like, it's an opportunity, right? It's an opportunity. We're split. We're over it. We've been together for how many years? They've probably graduated into being more of a friend type of vibe. And I really don't, I mean, if they're friends, from my theory, then they probably don't have a joint bank account anymore, but he just wants to like help uplift his friend and like kind of maybe a macro dose the whole thing. Cause you ever have you ever break up with a girl and everyone wants to tell you that, oh, I saw her on a date with this nigga. Oh, I saw her like this nigga's photo. I saw her do that.
Yeah.
He's probably like, you know what? I just want to get you to get railed by the biggest nigga on the planet.
Right.
I got,
let's get everyone to understand. Yeah. We're going to look, it's over. You see that? Look, she's doing other shit like that. I'm over here doing my thing.
Exactly. Tonight. Like once you see her take Jason Love on camera for, I think that video was 45 minutes. I actually saw the video by accident. It like popped up the full version on Twitter one day.
Yeah. You said it wasn't good, right? You didn't like it.
I wasn't a fan. No, I skimmed just in case there was something like major going on in there, but nah, not a good video really. Damn, shout out to my girl. She'd be going crazy. But, no, it's very mediocre. What you mean it should be? With a dick that big, dude? Like, you can't.
Right. There is functionality.
There's reduced functionality. I feel bad for the size queens. I feel like the girls who like really need that big giant dick to get off that crazy hammer, that must suck.
I don't feel bad for them.
You don't feel bad? Well, I mean, you got the hammer, bro. Of course you don't. That's your fucking accurate demographic.
I never feel bad. I just pound. I mean, look, I don't. To each their own. I'm just saying, if you want to be a size queen, all right, and then you have to struggle because your pool is smaller and the guys with these large members are assholes, you know, come get with a regular average nigga who's gonna love you.
You know, like, what I feel bad for?
Who?
What? The women with fat asses.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like the really fat asses. Because it's like, you know, we all hear that like, oh, every girls are only 3 to 5 inches deep, but like bent over with a fat ass, you're adding. You ever seen like a fat ass, like that shit bent over? That's 3-4 extra inches that niggas gotta be to touch the rim. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. And there's, and then like, and you know, that's fine. But then you meet these niggas who don't have the capacity. They don't have the facilities, mm-hmm. and they still try because they want that fat ass. Mm-hmm. Leave her alone, bro.
Leave her alone,
you
bro.
You know.
It's not going to happen.
You know, if it's poking out that far when she's just standing up straight,
you don't got it.
You're not touching shit when it's bent over unless you 18 and a fourth. You got to be Harry Potter with it, 9 3/4, and you're not.
He said, and you're not. You know what? Shout out to those brothers who go for it anyway, because if I were you, I would too. Shit, I am you. I'm going for it anyway, regardless.
Now you gotta leave them alone, because why disappoint everybody, right? You're not gonna be at your best. She's not gonna get her best. What's the point? You gotta realize something too. Like, I feel like because I feel like niggas don't understand. Like, there's so much barriers to entry for sex.
Yeah.
Like, just like, even if you meet a girl today at the Quickie Mart and she says, "Hey, I want to fuck you later." Cool. Bet. You just met her off the street. First of all, I mean, that's weird. I'm not gonna fuck you. That's mm-hmm.
bad.
That's strange. Yeah. I gotta see some test results or something before mm-hmm. we get into that. But mm-hmm. even if that happened, right? Cool, you wanna fuck later at 7 at my house. When you gotta go back to your house, you gotta shower, you gotta change, you gotta make sure your tank is full, make sure you got an emergency contact, because this bitch is strange. You don't know her, she might rob you. You know what I mean? Like, make, you know, it's just then you gotta get over there, get your clothes off again, get into it. It's just, I feel like that's so much, and that's the bare minimum. You know what I mean? And that doesn't happen for nobody. In reality, it's, we go on Match on Tinder, whatever fucking apps people are using these days. Or even if you're not using Tinder, and that's, by the way, Tinder's so ass, and it's still like the most minimal impact to your life, right? You can sit there at fucking work swiping away 1,000 times, right? If you want, and that might be annoying to get no matches over a period of time, but that's still easier than you physically getting up, going out to the club or to the lounge or to the whatever single space there is, you know, getting dressed, making sure you're at your best, getting your hair cut, if you, that's something you do. And then, you know, there's just a lot of barriers. So I say all that to say, like, with all those barriers in front of you, if you see an ass that's way too big for your dick, just leave her alone, bro. Just leave her alone. Because you're going to go through all these hoops to get it just to not please her. You can't satisfy her.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I may not please her, but you're going to see me leave the club with a smile.
Then you're going to leave her house with a frown when she's like, you're sitting there awkward.
Hey, man, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Right, and you lose 100% of the games you don't play. So you know what? Fuck it. I mean, hey, look. All right, we try our best, you know. Because look, for me to feel my best, I need for you to feel your best. I'm gonna try to make you feel your best, so I can feel my best. I'm working hard for my nut, which means I'm going to work hard for yours. Give it the good old college try.
You can work hard, but like, if you already know it's about to be hard work, you saw the job site.
You saw the job site.
You said, this might be a two-man job, but I'm going to get it done on my own. Why?
ladies, please, like, hop in the comments. Tell us about, you know, if you've had some situations with some men who wasted your time in that department, in the size department.
Yes, all the ladies with the fat asses.
Yeah.
Get in these YouTube comments, get in these Instagram comments, mm-hmm. and let us know all the times a nigga could not touch rim.
Yes. Yes.
Cause Joey can.
Yeah, I'm banging on that shit, bro. I can dunk. I play ball. I'm a ball. I can dunk. Fuck out of here, nigga. Air Thriller. I can dunk.
Saints on the feet. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, like I said, if I get that much money, I saw a clip of Adam saying that like they make $2 million a month off just Facebook, like just Facebook video ad revenue. Because you know, Facebook will like, I don't know if you've like seen like the Facebook video feed, they'll play you full length episodes of that fucking podcast just in the feed. Like, it's like crazy. So he's like, yeah, we made like $2 million a month off that. Just Facebook. So I just need to know. I mean, and he's got a piece. He can touch rim. Anybody else? I don't
right?
know. Like,
right.
Also, he's like, he's about to get canceled like every other week. Like every year, it's like he was texting young girls and he was doing this and he was doing that. And he's just a generally uncouth person. Like, what is it in the LA water, do you think? I think it's an LA thing. I think it's an energy shift, you know? I feel like in New York, you don't get that because I feel like the thing about New York is that everyone's energy, I feel like everyone who's ever been in New York always talks about leaving New York. Everyone, they got a cousin who lives in Connecticut or North Carolina that's paying a third the price to live. And they're just always entertaining that idea of being elsewhere. And the city culture keeps them there, but their hearts kind of aren't there. So there isn't this drive to be like the next big thing in New York if you're a native, right? You're just, you enjoy the culture and you know you can't pick up you and all your friends and family and move them to Virginia. So you're here, but you know, you're cool with the status quo, right? You've come to terms with it. But I think in LA, there's an energy in the air where everyone wants to be the next big thing. Everyone wants to be the next big somebody. And I think that even affects people who are already the big somebodies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I think that's why, and it's so funny when you hear that, because like, you've heard that sentiment spoken by like Russ, you know, Post Malone. Like, there's always someone who's just like, I can't do like LA energy. And it's somebody who's already rich and surrounded by rich people. And I think just Adam 22 is probably just caught up in that LA energy. Because again, like, you got a child now. Also, I will say this, though. I will defend this. I hate when people are like, oh, Adam's got a kid, you know, or anybody really. Like, if you see somebody living their fullest, healthiest sexual life, and you think to yourself, well, what's their kid gonna think when they're old enough to understand it? To that, I'll say, you gotta teach your kids that shit is okay, right? Because you know, if you raise a kid in a room full of red walls, they're just going to think red walls are standard forever. Mm-hmm. They're going to go into a room with white walls, which we all know is standard, and go, oh, this is weird, right? So, you know, it's up to you to say, hey, you know, your mom getting fucked on the internet's pretty normal thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't make fun of that kid. So, like, it's up to you to kind of mold the next generation.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, don't make fun of nobody because your mother has sex on the internet. So it will end poorly for you. When you go to school, just want to let you know.
No. I said that wrong. What I mean is like,
Yeah, and I get it. Build the norms. Like, you know, this is...
Yeah, make that the norm. If yeah. Like, you're like, oh, what are other kids going to think? Well, you're the one raising the other kids.
Right.
So you tell me
right.
what they're going to think. Like, make them, you know... I just, and it goes back to the Keke Palmer thing as well. Like, you're a mother. Why are you dressing like that? For you to be a mother, you were getting rawed premarital.
Yep.
Clearly, you know, having her ass out is honestly the least, you know, crazy thing she's done.
Cream pied. All full, dripping down the leg and all that. You know, I mean, and I guess...
Crazy imagery! Crazy imagery for Keke Palmer. I cannot imagine Keke Palmer getting rawed. That shit is...
I'd pay. The people who, you know, ask those questions, or what are their kids going to think, those people are inherently making a judgment themselves. You know, they're telling you what their kids are going to think because that's what they believe in, that it is not kosher, not okay, it's deviancy, so on and so forth. So what those people usually really just need to understand is that they need to jump off bridges. Like, just take yourself off the planet, because we over here trying to be happy. Now, of course... You protect your babies and your kids, and you want to teach them what's right and what's wrong. But the world, like, we babies get born and grow up to be adults. Like, you want to know what the kid is going to think? Who the fuck cares what the kid is going to think? Because that little nigga can't get a job till he's 16. All right, so who ain't nobody ask him. He ain't bringing nothing to the table. Only thing he's bringing to the table is problems and financial liabilities. So fuck them kids. Fuck them kids. Go fuck with that little nigga thinks. Go fuck with these little niggas thinks.
So you're not getting anybody pregnant anytime soon?
I'd really like not to. I don't want to do that at all. Definitely not. I don't want to do that at all.
Should we get tandem vasectomies?
Yeah, bro, I'm with it. Maybe we'll get a deal. Like a 2-for-1. Like, yo, like, knock off 25%. Like, you do me and my man. Pause.
You know, me and my man is nutty. Get it? Oh, God. I can't wait till I'm like 42 is when I'm gonna mastectomy. I think in this phase of my life, I don't want any more kids. But like I said, I'm still so young. I don't want to make any brash decisions because vasectomies are not as reversible as people say they are. Right. So me in my like 47th year of life, people, I feel like that rhetoric does not go around enough. Like, that's a big decision. It's not always reversible. Mm-hmm. And as a man, you can have kids forever. You have kids till you're 60. So if you have a vasectomy at 33, and then, you know, you go through this deep depression at 40 when, like, you're a different person. Because you're going to be a different person from 33 to 43, right?
Yeah,
and hopefully. You can still have kids just as healthy.
Yep.
I feel like women are lucky in that way. Because if they don't do it by, like, 35, it's done.
Is that luck?
if you don't want kids, that's luck.
Yeah, which is, like 15% of the population.
Also, I feel like women have more, I don't want to say stable personalities, but I feel like women remain the same people for longer than men. I feel like men go through many, many, many more chapters than women. I feel like a woman is who she's going to be by the time she's like 35. I feel like men, they got the 30s. Men have this thing where we just like, I don't know what it is. I think men try to fit themselves in the box so much, but we age slower. So the box gets bigger. So you try to fit yourself in the box and you realize, oh, wait, I never had to do that. So you revert to how when you were younger. That's what the midlife crisis thing. And then you come out the other side of the midlife crisis being like, wait, I didn't need to recapture my 20s. I need to embrace my 40s. And then you embrace your 40s and then you get your golden years and then you get your grandpa years. You know, I just feel like men change a lot, but I feel like women like are more stable. They even out throughout, you know.
Yeah,
a lot quicker,
and that's probably
they
hit why
like 35, and they're like, "Who they're gonna be?"
That's probably why the world is so fucked up, because like men rule the world, and we are clearly can't get our shit together. Women mature much faster than us, and they're just like, "Yo, we're cool, we're chilling. This is who we are. This is our role. We're gonna do this." You you want to be 38, act like you're 22 again? I'll be here holding down the house. And a job and the kids while you're fucking doing God knows what. I don't know. I'm just jumbling together a bunch of stereotypes from movies that I've seen. Because realistically, like, you know, everything is, nothing happens in a vacuum. Everything is dependent on something else, you know, and what people's journeys were like beforehand. You know, one thing I know is that I don't know. That's it. That's the only thing I know.
Bars. And that is exactly why I chickened out on the vasectomy the first time. I think I might just do it, though. I don't know. I'm always going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's just a tough decision.
Right.
Until then, we're always looking for the on-sale Plan Bs.
You feel me? I mean,
fucking Amazon.
So there's also the option of, like, when you get your money up to be able to pay to freeze your sperm and shit. That's what I've always thought about.
I actually looked into that. It's only like, last time I checked, it's like $400 a year to store. Right. Which is not crazy.
Right.
That's Netflix.
You know?
But
that is
the only reason I didn't do it yet. I think I might still get a vasectomy like the next like 2 years, but like I gotta find like a store. I'm always moving. So like I just and I know they can like ship your shit to you, but like, you know, I'd rather have my nut in my hometown, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You know, yo, I mean? Imagine you move across the country and be like, yeah, I'm living here. My semen is fucking in New York right now. If I want to have a child, I need to make some phone calls and arrange some flights and some shipping.
Yeah, they do. They'll ship your shit. Like, for, I feel like there's like a big like sperm cryo kind of company. I forgot what, like, the main one.
Right.
But they're like, yeah, we have facilities all over America. Yeah. We ship overnight, which, like, I don't know, the idea of my shit, like, helicoptering in, I don't know, like, in an ice box seems wild to me. So I'd rather, like I said, once I get this move, once I'm settled in where I need to be settled in, once you know, all the bills are out the way, once the job training's out the way, once I have nothing else, that's one of those things. It's like, when I have nothing else to think about,
right,
then I'm gonna go, okay, let's get my semen in order.
Right.
And what were they saying too? I forgot what it was. It was like, you can make, it was so funny because I remember the woman telling me, she's like, you can make X amount of deposits. It's recommended you make like 5, but you can do up to like 40, and each one costs like this much amount to like deposit and hold for you. And I'm just like, if I'm sitting here like doing the math, because it's like the more you deposit, the more expensive it is to store. So I'm just trying to think of like the sweet spot of like what I can afford versus how much I need in there. And I'm just like, wait, I should just get the whole vasectomy and just fuck having a kid. Because if I'm like,
right,
sorting through, like, because it's like, I think for me, it was like, if I had like the bare minimum safe amount, it was like $400 a year to store, or like something like that, like 40, yeah, 38 bucks a month. But I was like, if I give myself a little extra insurance, you know, 2-3 more loads, right, then it's like $550 a year. But do I want to spend $550 a year? Yeah. And it's like, if I don't want to spend $550 on cold semen, do I want to spend tens of thousands on a child?
On a child, hundreds of thousands? No, ma'am. Just snip my shit. That'd be a weird line item in your budget, too. Like, your semen budget. Your semen storage budget. You know, looking at that.
You know what it is, too? You know what I'd be sick? I've heard a lot of dudes, they get the procedure, they jerk off their 20, 30 times or whatever it is to, like, clear it out. They get the test to say they're sterile for real. 2 years later, they get a baby because they've been blowing loads crazy and their wife thinking it was good, thinking it was gravy.
No. No. No! The fuck?
You can get a vasectomy and it like doesn't take. Boy. Or it does take and you still like, life finds a way. Like in fucking Jurassic Park.
Oh my gosh, man. That is
And like, you know, do you know how sick I would be if my vasectomy like didn't take? I had a white man snip my balls for no goddamn reason.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what they want, to sterilize us. Wanna be real about it.
Do they? Do the white men want to sterilize us? I don't think they do.
I feel like at some point they didn't want to sterilize us because
they were breeding us for a while.
They were breeding us for a while. Yeah.
I think they want us to reproduce and be subjugated.
Yeah. That makes way more sense. Yeah. They don't want us to be sterile. They need a nice, virile young nigger
to fuck their wife on camera. Shout out Jason Love.
Shout out Jason Love. Shout out Jason Love.
Do you think this is a kink for Adam? That's also a theory that's going around.
That's possible. That is fucking possible. Because you know what? He be fucking other bitches anyway. Like, they have, like, that kind of open relationship or whatever. So I'm sure there can very well definitely be some, you know, see you with the other person kind of attraction going on there on a mutual level, you know?
If I seen somebody fucking the girl I was with, I'm going to jail immediately. I'm not even going to kill this nigga. I'm just walking to jail. Because what I might do to this man might fuck up myself so bad. Like,
yeah,
I'll just be standing there like a fucking, like, a nigga's arm is ripped off. I just black out. I come to, niggas, I got three of this nigga's teeth in my mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a fucking kneecap on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm a pretty nigga. There's very few niggas prettier than me. So it's like, now I know you're fucking a nigga that's uglier than me?
Yep.
Not even getting a nigga prettier than me? Because what are the chances they're better looking than me? What are the chances, really? I think I'm top 20%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got an 8 out of 10 chance that you're not fucking a nigga better looking than me.
Right.
Fucking niggas with weird nipples and shit.
Yeah.
Too much body hair. And I got to see that? Crazy.
Yeah. Like, you know, you get the image of, like, you know, like, she's bent over and then he's, like, over her. And you see, like, this one nipple pointing that way and all this hair coming off the other nipple. And one of them is, like, looking at you as you're looking at the camera crying. I would walk off a bridge. That's what I'd do. Like, yo, you know what? Life isn't worth living anymore.
That's crazy.
Or it starts the villain.
You know
what's
crazy too? You know people are probably, like, dropping that video right on Adam's, like, Twitter feed, like, just tagging
every comment, like,
out hundreds of times a day.
Like, yo, this you, my nigga? This you, my nigga?
Wow. And it's gonna go on for months. He needs to get out of L.A. He needs to go to move next to fucking Post Malone in Idaho, I think he lives in now, or something. Iowa.
Honestly, it can go on forever, because think about it. 20 years from now, you know, Adam 22 could be in a YouTube video saying some shit, and someone could just comment with a screenshot and being like, isn't this your wife, bro? Wasn't this you? And it won't be not true. It'll be true. Unfortunately,
all they have of us is videos of us talking about I think the most nefarious thing we've ever done on this podcast is talk about who would you rather fuck, Hagrid or Shrek. I think that was probably the most off-kilter shit on this podcast we ever talked about. So yeah, if you tag me in this, whatever, this you, my nigga, yes, I am letting fucking Hagrid fuck me lifeless, all right?
Yeah, because at least that nigga is imaginary. Not like Jason Love. It's very real.
Oh, so we'll end it there.
Yeah.
Who would you rather fuck? Hagrid, Shrek, or Jason Love?
I never answered that question in the original airing of that, and I'm not going to answer it now. Honestly, because I think it just might have to be a game time decision, you know? Just like, you know.
Just on the fly,
flip a coin. Just on the fly, yeah, flip a coin. Like, you know, who got more cake at the moment, you know? Because, like,
oh, you're doing the fucking in this scenario. I'm thinking it's a switch kind of situation.
Nope. Nah, I mean, hey, you never know. You know, I mean, roll of a dice, little tequila, a little bit of ice. Shit might be nice, you know?
Oh, I should get a drink right now. This has been the National Meat Treasure Podcast. We air episodes every Thursday. Christian, we miss you. Send out your thoughts and prayers to him. He's going through some stuff right now, but he'll be back one of these days, hopefully soon. Follow me at thin.cruel.lips on TikTok and Instagram, and follow the pod at National Meat Treasure on TikTok and Instagram, and at NMT Pod. Wait, no. At National Meat Treasure on TikTok and Instagram. I said that right.
Yeah.
And at NMT Pod on Facebook. Also, don't subscribe to the YouTube. I feel like I don't plug that.
Yeah. Comment, subscribe to YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Turn on the bell for notifications. Help a small podcast rise up. You know, copy, share, link to all your friends and families. I don't think I have anything further to plug. Also, if you want to be a guest in Christian's absence, because it may be a while, hit us up. Let us know what do you got going on. What do you do? Maybe we'll hit you up. We're in a new season of the podcast. We're doing new stuff with the thumbnails now.
Yeah.
Which it actually worked. One of our episodes got like double the views of the last episode because of that. Oh, so
sick.
Maybe.
Sick. Sick. Yeah. Follow me at Saint Thrilla on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads, and Twitter if you want. Well, honestly, you
did Threads.
Yeah. But fuck Threads too, because I stopped using Twitter because of the concept of the app, and Threads is the same concept. A bunch of niggas' opinions. Like, be a man, all right? If you have opinions, you fucking start a podcast, all right? And you fucking get on air and say it. Don't fucking tweet me in 240 characters. Not anymore. Yeah, so follow me on Threads and Twitter, but don't expect any content from me. But follow me on Instagram and TikTok. There's content for me there. I just got my little email list cracking. You know what I'm saying? I'm sending beats out and shit, you know? I got something real cool going on. My boy Dave Noodles and the Type 88 show. You know, hear some real cool things soon. So stick around. Like, comment, subscribe on YouTube.
And bring on Dave Noodles on the pod.
Yeah. And also comment Sasha's glasses this episode, because these shits are fire.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say where I got them, but too many people listen to this podcast for me to give up that sauce. Yeah,
y'all don't deserve that.
All right. Have a good night, folks. Peace.